Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Why not just use your words?
Mind sharing. Next time on Philosophy Talk.
Listen to Philosophy Talk today at noon on KSJE 90.9 FM, Farmington. A51 Tuesday morning here on KSJE. It's time for our Adopt-A-Pet Tuesday segment. That's when I get to talk with Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. And Amber is joining us live on the phone this morning. Amber, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Thanks for joining us, of course, and talking about some of the animals that are available for adoption this week. You're still pretty full at the shelter?
Yes, unfortunately, we're still really full. We've got a lot of adult dogs that need homes, so we need people to come down and take a look and hopefully find their forever friend and new best friend.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see what we can do about that by showing some of the pictures of the animals on our Facebook page and YouTube channel. There's Daisy, top of the list. Tell me about her.
Daisy is a playful three-year-old pup just looking for a place to call home. She can be a little picky with her dog friend, so if you have another dog in the house, we recommend bringing them down to meet Daisy. But she loves people of all ages, so she is just ready for a forever home. So you got to come down and meet her and take her for a walk and see how she does, and then hopefully take her home.
Okay. All right. Very good. That's Daisy, who is available this week at the shelter. Also on the list this week is Hank. What about Hank?
Hank is a playful one-year-old mixed breed. He loves to run and romp and play. He would love to be the newest member of your family. If you can see him, he's just a beautiful, beautiful boy who would just love to have a forever home.
Okay, that's true. And with the longest tongue I've seen in a while.
Yes. I think he was out on a walk.
That's Hank, yes. I don't blame him at all. And then last but certainly not least is Juju.
Juju is a two-year-old mixed breed who's been here at the shelter for some time now. She would love to be a part of a family where she can, get all love and attention. She does well with other dogs, which would make her a great addition to any family. She'd be a new best friend to your puppy at home or to yourself.
Very good.
You gotta come down and meet her.
Okay. Very good. And there's certainly more than just the three that we're able to show this morning, right?
Yes. Unfortunately, we still have almost 70 dogs up for adoption.
Wow.
Only a handful of cats, but that will change anytime soon. But so come down and see us, and we'll help you find your forever friend.
Very good. And one of the things I wanted to mention to our listeners and viewers this morning, Amber, is that you all at the shelter do a great job of trying to, evaluate the personalities. And if someone comes in and finds a dog that they think they would love to add to their family, you can kind of let them know if your experience is that the dog is going to do well with other dogs or other smaller animals or things along that line. You guys know a lot about these animals.
Absolutely. We do a lot of behavioral information with them. And then we also offer our foster to adopt program for all of our adult dogs. So if you're on the fence, we can do a trial basis where you fill out a foster to adopt application and talk to one of our staff members, and then you can take them home for a trial basis. That way you can see. Most of our foster to adopt don't ever come back because they end up getting adopted, but it's a good way to make sure it's a perfect fit before making the final decision.
What a great idea. I hadn't heard of that before. So even I learned something this morning. So
yes,
that's great. And there are well-documented cases of foster fails, I know.
Yes, I'm a foster fail. You were too.
You were fostering an animal and decided to keep it.
Yes.
Which is great.
That's what happens, and it's all right.
That's okay. That's true. Very true. Well, Amber, thank you so much. Really appreciate your time every Tuesday talking with me. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Scott. You have a wonderful week.
All right, you too. Thank you. That's Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. She is my guest every Tuesday right here at this time during our KSJE Adopt-A-Pet Tuesday segment. You, of course, can help us spread the word by sharing this program, this segment, on your social media feeds from Facebook or YouTube, and spread the word about the deserving animals at the shelter that are looking for their forever homes. And a reminder, of course, if you are planning to add an animal to your family, we always encourage you to check out any of the local animal shelters or rescue organizations and see if you might be able to find that perfect fit for your family. Thanks so much for joining me this morning, everybody. Have a great rest of your Tuesday. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning, beginning a little after 8 o'clock right here on KSJE Farmington, New Mexico.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.